Hello, hi. This is Ricardo, ma'am. I'm from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, ma'am. Just to make sure, you're 18 years and up. What's the year of birth?
1993.
Okay, thank you. What is your race, ma'am?
I'm Jamaican.
Okay. Let me see here. All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you learn more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received, ma'am?
High school.
High school, okay. All right. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, ma'am?
Very unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Would you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapproves. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 meaning that you're neither warm or cold, you're neutral, 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know you've never heard of a person group, tell us as well. Democrats in Congress? 0 to 10?
4.
Okay. Brian Kemp?
3.
Fannie Willis?
Don't know her.
Okay. Joe Biden?
1.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
2.
Thank you. And Cornel West?
Don't know him.
Okay. Donald Trump, lastly?
Five.
Okay. Alrighty. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel whenever you vote on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means your vote has no power at all, or 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change in issues that matter to you. From 0 to 10, ma'am, how do you feel about voting? How powerful you feel?
1.
1, okay. 1, All right, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel in the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most in their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has to scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter most to your community. 0 to 10?
3.
3, okay. All right, how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference in somewhat less powerful or is much less powerful. How would you describe that, ma'am, in those sentences?
Describe who?
Describe Black political power since 2020. You feel much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful or much less powerful?
Somewhat more powerful.
More powerful?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. All right. We know it's a little way off, but it stands now. How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and the other and other state and local offices? Using 0 to 10, 0 means you definitely will not vote. 5 means there's a 50-50 chance. 10 means you definitely will vote in 2024.
3.
Okay. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you do not care at all who is elected president in 2024?
That's more difficult. I care, but at this point, everybody's done a shitty job except for a handful of people, so it's like, what are you going to do?
Gotcha. Can I say a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, or another third-party candidate? Would you not vote for, or would you not vote for president, or are you
undecided,
okay. Now, for something a little bit different, has your life gotten better or worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Worse.
Gotten worse. Gotcha. Thank you. All right. I'm going to read you a list of issues and what you rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means definitely you should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. And 0 means you definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number from between 0 to 10, ma'am. Voting rights?
5.
Okay. Crime and violence?
7.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform?
7.
Okay. Environmental justice?
9.
Okay. Gun control?
10.
Okay. And inflation or cost of living?
10. 100.
Okay, great. Glad to hear that. I'm going to read your list of issues again. And then while you rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 stages has definitely been one of the Democrats' most top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issues have definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Voting rights?
5.
Thank you. Crime and violence?
7.
All right. Criminal justice?
7.
Environmental justice?
9.
And gun control?
10.
All right. I'm going to read you a list of laws of Biden administration of and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The infrastructure investment
is it
and,
supposed to be impact? Sorry, is it supposed to be impacted negatively or impact positively? Because it could go either way.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why, if you like I say, tell me if it has impacted your life. If you can tell me if it's a great deal, a fair amount, or not that much, or not at all affected your life. So I'm gonna read you real quick what about, okay? So the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $15 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. You think it's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. You think it's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it?
I've heard of it. It hasn't impacted me directly, but I think it's a good law. I don't think people should be in jail for marijuana use or possession.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. Gotcha. All right. The strategy of counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. Is it a great deal? A fair amount? Not that much? Not at all? Never heard of it?
Never heard of it. And if that is what they're attempting to do, they're not doing a great job at it.
Gotcha. All right. Remember, your opinion is really important to us. And we're almost done. Now, I'm just going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden and Harris ticket 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024. And 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. So black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or we will go backwards? We will fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will it politicians who wants to destroy our freedom and succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It is up to us to decide our future. So 0 to 10, ma'am. 0 not being all convincing, and 10 extremely convincing.
Extremely convincing.
Okay. President Biden administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured, while hospitals continue to close on our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. 0 to 10, ma'am. How would you rate that?
7.
7. Okay, great. Beautiful. One moment. All right, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel to vote has to make change in issues that matter to you? 0 to 10, ma'am?
2.
Okay. We know it's a little way off, but it stands now. How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election, president, Congress, and other state or local offices? 0 to 10?
2.
Okay. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or do not care at all of who selected president in 2024?
Care a little bit.
A little bit, gotcha, yeah. All right, if November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, or another third-party candidate? Would you vote for a president? Or are you undecided? Undecided, right? Or what was it? Okay, undecided. How much do you charge each of the following organizations for accurate election information? People's Agenda?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them, okay. New Georgia Project. A great deal, a fair amount, not a much, not at all. Never heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Black Voters Matter?
Not that much.
Pro Georgia?
Not that much.
Thank you. Fair count?
Never heard of it.
Have you heard of that?
No, never heard of it.
Okay. And Fair Fight, you know what?
Never heard of it.
All right, Secretary of State. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it?
Not that much.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, Local Board of Election.
Not that much.
That much, guys. Thank you, ma'am. All righty.
Faith in the man.
Sorry?
I said, in all honesty, I don't have faith, a lot of faith in.
We're like four questions away. Do you think you have a little more time?
Go ahead.
Okay. So these few questions are a statistical purpose only. Thinking about your approach to a political issue, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive. Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual or four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Unmarried, thank you. Are you a parent or guardian of any children at age of 18?
Yes.
Great. All right, how would you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired?
Unemployed.
Okay. And this is the last question. Last year, that is 2022, was your total family income from all sources before taxes your best? What is your best estimate? It's fine.
You said 2022.
Uh-huh. What was your income tax before tax?
Probably like 2,500.
Okay.
I mean, 25,000. Sorry.
Great. Okay, gotcha. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgian knowledge expert. What this means is, would you like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024? During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going to your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgian knowledge expert, would you like to offer a $10 Amazon gift card? Would you like to serve as a Georgian knowledge expert? Yes or no, ma'am?
So let me ask a question on that before I say yes or no. I would be going to these events and whatnot, you know, and answering calls and questions and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I only get one $10 Amazon gift card?
There's more to it. I'm not really sure, but they will contact you by mail or phone for more, information. I don't think they're gonna give you a $10 gift card. I think they're gonna give you more things, but that's not my department.
I understand. It's just, that's not a lot of compensation, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, this is for your community, remember, and your opinion is really important. So we're trying to see how you feel during, you know, Joe Biden and the things that he has done for Georgia. So that's why we're trying to, you know, see if you're feeling comfortable. And you're, like I said, you're an American and your opinion is really important as a voter. So would you like
to put me on the list, but I will be asking for compensation.
Whatever the list. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
For every event.
Great. So let me get your email. Can I get, you have an email to send your gift card?
It's B as in Bravo, O, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, I, C as in Charlie, K as in Kite, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, at yahoo.com.
Okay,
great.
So, bonnicksa@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Okay, sorry. It was bonni.
Ek. Mm-hmm.
Ek.
C. Susan Charlie, Kiz and Kite.
Okay, Bonnie.
Bonnick.
B-O-N-N-I-C-K, right? Yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
S-A.
S-A?
S-A. B-O. It's my last name. Do you have my last name there somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Bonnick.
Okay, oh, okay. S-A. Yeah, I got you. Sorry.
S-A. Yeah, at Yahoo.
Gotcha. All right, got it here. Or how do you prefer to be contacted? By a landline, cell phone, texting, mail, or email?
You can do text message or email, either or.
How about email? Is it better email?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, email. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I do thank you for your time, ma'am, and have a blessed day. And you're going to get contacted, okay, by email. So please be updated with that, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a blessed day. Take care.
Bye.
All right, bye.